You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Yes, my name is Terry Eleftheri. I'm part of the London Hampstead congregation.
Terry is a Jehovah's Witness and member of the Kingdom Hall, the Jehovah's Witnesses' place of worship, in Camden. I'd heard that there was a strong connection between the borough of Camden and Jehovah's Witnesses, and Terry had invited me to this Kingdom Hall to talk.
Yes, an intensive distribution of literature did begin in Britain in 1881. Interestingly, Tom Hart, he was a London railroad shunter. He witnessed to some of his workmates, and in London, King's Cross, Euston area, we had quite a number of railwaymen, and a number of those listened to him, followed the Bible teachings of Jehovah's Witnesses at the time, and became members.
Right, okay, and so there was an early kind of group of Jehovah's Witnesses, community in London at that time around the station. So when did they first form a hall or have their own premises?
So we had a building very early in the 1900s, 131 Gypsy Lane, now known as Forest Gate. That was opened on Monday, 23rd of April, 1900. Then that got a bit too small. In 1903, we moved from Forest Gate to just down the road here, 24 Evershot Street. And that then became a bit small. In 1911, March, the offices were moved to 36 Craven Terrace at Lancaster Gate. And then in 1959, the headquarters that are still there at the moment, the Watchtower House, was at Mill Hill East. But our local Kingdom Hall, somewhere early in the 60s, we had a little tenants' room at Silverdale, just off Hampstead Road. It's a block of flats, and in the courtyard there's a small room there that we used to rent for our local meetings.
And that's on the Regent's Park estate, and again, really close to the train lines. So was there kind of a community that we know stayed around that area and grew around that area?
Yes, for sure. Part of my family came from Cyprus. My mum was a Greek Orthodox. She got contacted by local members, and she agreed with their teachings and saw answers that her Greek Orthodox church wouldn't answer her. And that community is what I grew up in. Part of that community, we had many train drivers, signalmen, various different people that worked in that area.
After our interview, Terry and I left the Kingdom Hall together. It's at the end of Pratt Mews, a narrow cobbled street hidden away a few steps from Camden High Street itself. We stood chatting on the cobbles, and Terry said he'd be happy to take me up to Mill Hill one day, which is where the headquarters of the Jehovah's Witnesses are. I was keen to spend more time talking to Terry, and so I said I'd love to. The headquarters is on the Ridgeway Road in Mill Hill. It climbs up away from the city, leaving all the familiar streets behind. At the top, the road is lined with big trees and the sky opens up. There is a sense that this is a spot beyond the rest of London's reach.
Terry, where are we?
So we have just finished a tour in the British head office branch at Mill Hill East. And you've gone round and seen the press.
Yeah, it's head office of the British Jehovah's Witnesses, and we're in the car park in your car, and yeah, we just spent a couple of hours together going around, and thank you for the time and the tour, and I want to ask you a few questions. I think I'd like to begin by just your own story. You've told me a bit about it, but so when did it start for you? Were you born a Jehovah's Witness?
No. I was born 1960. I was christened as a Greek Orthodox, which is what my mum and dad were at the time. My mum did then start wanting to ask the priest questions, which he said you mustn't ask any questions. And similarly, around that time, there was a knock on the door, which obviously I didn't know about, but it was Jehovah's Witnesses. And my mum thought, well, I'm going to ask them the same questions. And they just took the Bible out and showed her the answers from the Bible, which impressed her. So then they continued regularly calling. She had more questions, and before long she started studying the Bible and she became a Jehovah's Witness.
So then when was the first time you came up here to Mill Hill?
Well, I have been visiting Mill Hill from like 60s and 70s as a child. I remember school holidays going over the road and just spending some time with different people. Over here, it used to be the Optic Lens Factory, which I believe we purchased around 1987. And then a call went out for volunteers. I was working one day a week doing window cleaning. That was enough to support my family for the week. We'd go out preaching 2 or 3 days in that week. But every Friday for 9 months, I said I can volunteer. So I came up here for about 9 months. I started off demolishing the old warehouse at the time. And after about 6 to 8 weeks, we were asked, would we mind going across the road to help out in the kitchen to help clean on a team that needed us? And we just said, no problem, we're happy to do one day a week. You send us where, we'll do the work.
Two of the guys we met today have been here like 15, 20 years. So they've given, you know, they're giving a huge part of their life to the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, when you get baptized, you dedicate your life to Jehovah. It's not like a religion where you go in, get christened and live your own life. We dedicate our life. It really means something to us. So we want to, if we are in a position to give more, then we'll do that. We'll do whatever we can. But first responsibility is our family, obviously. When I first got married and had a child, I had to look after my family. But because I was able to work less and still have enough funds to manage, I was able to give more of my time in the ministry or come here and work one day a week. So people adjust their circumstances to volunteer what they can do. In fact, the Bible speaks about us given a volunteer spirit. We'll offer ourselves willingly, it says in Psalms. So we do that. We offer ourselves willingly.
As you know, as the world changed your understanding of the Bible, that makes sense? Because, you know, the world's changed so much in your lifetime. Has that maybe changed your own view of the Bible in some ways?
It's absolutely helped me see that man cannot rule successfully. Over the years, I've seen from a infant seeing the news with Israeli wars back in the 60s and the problems that everyone's got over the years. The world is a difficult place. Even last week, the Manchester bombings, many people are concerned, where are we heading? What I've seen in my time is the truthfulness of what's written in the scriptures. Man just cannot rule himself. Doesn't matter what government comes into power, doesn't matter who wins the election next week, there's going to be a problem. The scriptures identify the only solution is God's government, a heavenly government ruled by Jesus. So it convinces us even more we need that kingdom soon. And that's why Jesus taught us to pray for that kingdom to come. And we do feel we're living close to the time when it has to come.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.